Our enemies have a plan. Our enemy's leader has a plan. We all have one common enemy. His name is Satan, and right now his minions are trying to run this country. We're going to expose all the lies around the COVID bioweapons. We're going to expose all the lies around our fake and stolen rigged elections. We're going to put the sexual depravity of our fake leaders on full display. And then, when the truth is known to the entire world, we are going to have extreme accountability. We will be the plan. We are never going to give up.
Well, the Bolshevik hordes are being turned loose on France after the World Economic Forum-backed President Emmanuel Macron and his globalist political machine suffered a huge defeat at the hands of Marine Le Pen and the National Rally, a right-wing opposition party, in France's election over the weekend. So this National Rally dealt a serious blow to Macron, running an anti-mass migration, anti-World Economic Forum type of platform. And according to current results, they've likely broken Macron's government coalition and have won massive influence in the French parliament. It's taken a few years to click for many of these people because it wasn't long ago that Macron defeated Le Pen to become the president of France. But now the tide is turning because Europe, just like America, is burning. It's on fire. Every aspect of this country is being driven into the ground. And in many cases, it's burning even worse than America. Just last year, migrants were taking over French streets. They led a massive nationwide chain of riots where people were killed. Entire city blocks were burnt to the ground. Police vehicles and arsenals were stolen, and Macron and his government did nothing to stop it. They let these animals run wild for days before they finally put their kid gloves on and slightly intervened. But for the most part, they just let it run its course. He would rather instigate a war with Russia in Ukraine than take care of his own citizens. Macron, under the tutelage of his WEF bosses, wants to send French troops to Ukraine and draw NATO into a nuclear conflict. But he can't be bothered to defend his own citizens from Muslim rape gangs and criminal hordes pouring into France and from Africa and from the Middle East. So a huge swath of the French population is rightfully pissed, and they've turned away from Macron. They're turning toward a more nationalist message. And so, as usual, the Bolshevik foot soldiers, the Antifa members, the migrant criminal gangs that I just mentioned, they're all coming out onto the streets and doing what they do best. And that's rioting and looting and destroying. Just like they do in the United States, these people say that they're supporting democracy by violently protesting election results. And since Macron got his ass kicked at the polls, they're going to deliver a little retribution for the people of France. There's video footage going around online of businesses boarding up their windows, boarding up their doors in anticipation of all of this, because they know what happens when you stand up to these freaks. You know why this is happening? This is happening because these people know that they're losing control. The Bolshevik communist Jews and all of their compromised minions, they have tried to overrun and overwhelm the West with third world migrants and communism and homosexual gay degeneracy for years now. And they've had a lot of success. But you see, people are waking up en masse. They're starting to push back. And now this is actually happening pretty quickly because people realize we're running out of time. So anytime a nationalist or truth seeker or someone in the media calls a right winger is able to go through rigged elections and the PSYOP campaign coverage and actually win, you know they're going to be met with violence. And so is the general population, whether they voted for them or not. Jim Ferguson is in London, has been seeing a lot of all of this while he follows it, and he joins us now. Jim, do you think that this is even going to work? I mean, boarding up windows, boarding up doors. These people are ruthlessly violent, and then they're just given carte blanche by police and judges and any kind of a law enforcement apparatus in any country across the face of the planet. We know who these people are.
We not only know who they are, we know who's really behind them, and that's the globalists. This is done by design, Stu. And I mean, you and I know, we've talked about a lot of these things that have happened before, but you know, within the last 4 weeks, I've been to Geneva, I've been to the Netherlands, I've been to Denmark, and I've been back for about maybe 4 or 5 days in London. I've seen and talked to many people who are witnessing this in their own countries as well. It's not confined to France or America or the UK. It's literally happening wherever there are globalist infiltrators in our respective governments and indeed parliaments, which has given rise to the uniparty system. It doesn't matter who you vote for any longer. You still get Klaus Schwab and his mob. And at the moment in France, what we're seeing is something that is unprecedented. I mean, truly unprecedented. One person to watch is Jordan Bardella, because he's the deputy of Marine Le Pen. Their polling has consistently been improving. But I've done some research on this, Stu. This is going to blow your mind. The statistics are off the charts.
Try me.
Indeed, what's happening here? Because, quite honestly, about 8% of the vote is indeed for made up of those who are nationals, foreign nationals, I mean, illegal migrants coming in. 74% of the rapes that are going on in France are being committed by illegal migrants. The prisons are filled with people. 24% in the prisons are illegal migrants. This is on purpose. This has been done by design. And it's been done because they know that strong national countries with strong identities, like the USA, like the UK, like Ireland, and we've talked about Ireland many times before, it's happening because they want to subjugate those nations, to take them over. And they're using mass illegal immigration to do it. Not only is it putting a strain on by the illegals on education systems, healthcare, housing, but there's a two-tier justice system that has emerged. If you're an illegal migrant, you can do no wrong. You're virtually walking free. And that is causing a huge pushback now right across Europe. We've seen the AfD, Alternative for Deutschland, in Germany, now officially the second biggest party. But the globalists detest it so much that they're even talking about banning that particular political party. And no doubt there will be those who will try to do the same with Marine Le Pen. But I think we're seeing something unprecedented. And don't forget the UK. On the 4th of July, we are witnessing something dramatic here. I can tell you, as a former Brexiteer parliamentary candidate with Nigel Farage and the Brexit Party, what he's doing and what George Galloway on the left with the Workers' Party are doing is the typical buffalo horn manoeuvre. They are attacking the left and the right. Labour is being attacked by the Workers' Party, George Galloway, and the Conservatives are polling less now than Nigel Farage's Reform UK party. There is something fundamental happening, and it's not before time. I just hope, Stu, that this can be resolved politically. But you talked about what were the solutions. There is only one solution. Boarding up windows isn't going to do it. Trying to appease them isn't going to do it. Trying to change your laws to make them fit in any better isn't going to do it. They're here for a takeover. And the only way to sort it out is to get rid of them, deport them back to their countries. I don't care who they are or where they're from. If they don't fit into French society or our society, then they don't belong.
Yeah, overwhelmingly, I mean, of course, we all know and everybody knows that the majority of violent crime here in the United States is overwhelmingly committed by blacks. Crimes against persons, gangs, guns, drugs, rapes, murders, all of those things. Overwhelmingly, blacks commit those crimes despite being a minority of our population. But, you know, second to that, yes, it is minorities. It is every minority, but not just minorities, the ones that have been illegally imported. We have a guy who claims to be a Jew called Alejandro Mayorkas, who's running an actual physical invasion of our southern border. I mean, the guy is a war criminal. He's committed crimes against Americans. He should be tried for treason. He's a traitor. And then he should be, upon conviction, punished accordingly. Who is it that's leading the charge in places like France? Who is it that's allowing all of this, actually not just allowing, promoting this? Who is it that is intentionally flooding the streets of France with illegal invading migrant aliens they hate the West, they hate France, they hate the United States? That's why they're being brought here. A lot of people say, well, it's for voting, it's for the Democrats. First of all, voting and Democrats and Republicans and, you know, conservatives and liberals, it's all fake. So it's not for that. It is to bring physical violence to the streets in order to set up the perfect collapse of an otherwise strong economic, strong spiritual, strong morally country. And that's how they subjugate. That's how they get these subversives. That's what they're here for.
Don't forget, Ireland is a case in point. The Irish amount to 3 million strong in their population. But Ireland has a population now of 5 million. Within the last 4 to 5 years, they've seen an influx of 2 million people, largely illegal migrants. They are now able to vote in the local elections. They just need to prove they've been in the country, in a tent, for example, for 6 months. They get to vote. It gets worse. They can stand as election candidates in the local elections and mayors. This is a takeover of our national sovereign countries by design, on purpose, by the globalists, Klaus Schwab, the Council of 300, the Trilateral Commission. I mean, the list is extensive. This is in order to collapse and destabilize our countries. And it may very well provoke a civil war. I don't think, I would never underestimate them. I think that may well be what they're looking to do. And what we're witnessing in the United States right now, with the attacks on Donald Trump, I mean, I'm a Trump guy. I've never made any mistake, never made any issue of it. I'm quite happy to say I am. Is he perfect? No, nobody is. But I'll tell you something now, if they steal that election again, I all bets are off, Stu. All bets are off, because the Americans have had enough. I spent 3 weeks across 8 different states towards the end of last year, and I spoke to people at length on stage, in hundreds and hundreds of people in audiences, from North Dakota all the way down to Denver, Colorado. And I can tell you, people have had enough of it.
Yeah,
and they know what's happening. They are waking up, thanks to shows like the Stu Peters Show.
Well, we're a small part of that. We're just on God's mission and we're being obedient. You know, anybody who thinks at this point that this illegal migration or being the melting pot of the world or diversity is the bedrock, the strength of the American economy and our culture, you are absolutely 1,000% asleep. You have been indoctrinated. You have been programmed. You have been gaslit. You have been brainwashed by a criminal Zionist-owned media across the board, from major broadcasts to cable news networks. The same corporations own all of them. They switch the words around. They use fair and balance. They tell you how it's your duty to go hug a Mexican or a Venezuelan or a Syrian or an Iranian or a Pakistani or a Chinese illegal invader and welcome them into our country. They encourage programs to allow these people to get into 4- and 5-star hotels, to fly them around first class while your family can't even afford a vacation this year. And you're paying for all of it. If we lived in a serious country at all whatsoever, our United States military would not be protecting the borders of Israel, would not be sending munitions to Taiwan to fight off the boogeyman in the CCP, would not be fighting a proxy war against Russia in Ukraine. All of our military assets would be brought back here to the United States. We would militarize our border, and what's left of that military personnel would be sweeping across this country, rounding up these illegal invaders and sending them back to wherever they go. Period. More of the Stu Peters Show continues next. Always a pleasure talking to Jim Ferguson. If there is one mineral that you should be worried about not getting enough of, it's magnesium. Magnesium is the body's master mineral. 600 critical reactions, hormone balance, stress management, sleep quality, even digestion is influenced by the presence of magnesium. Well, there's two big problems with what I just said. Number one, magnesium has been largely missing from U.S. soil since the 1950s. I wonder if that's intentional. It certainly does explain why up to 75% of the population may be deficient in magnesium. Number two, most supplements contain only one or two forms of magnesium, when in reality, your body needs seven. The only full-spectrum magnesium supplement, the only magnesium supplement on the market that has all seven critical forms is called Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers. And that's why I'm so excited to tell you that I was able to arrange a killer deal for you. You won't find this deal on Amazon. You won't find this deal on the company's own website. This deal is exclusively for you, my audience, and it's for a limited time while supplies last. So right now, you can get a bottle of Magnesium Breakthrough for free. Just go to magbreakthrough.com/stewfree. Again, that's magbreakthrough.com/stewfree and get your bottle of Magnesium Breakthrough for free right now, today. Again, that's magbreakthrough.com/stewfree. If you speak the biblical truth that Christ is king, you're committing a hate crime. That's hate speech. And make no mistake about it, this line in the sand has been drawn in no small part, actually, thanks in massive part to the ongoing, constant Jewish persecution of Christians and Christianity online, where thanks to a massive Jewish overrepresentation in government and central bank-backed tech firms, including the major social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram, they have been able to extend their anti-Christian tentacles all across the plain. Christ is King shirts. These are high-quality shirts. They're available at spnstore.com. As well as a whole bunch of other things that we believe in. And the store, it's been set up because at any moment, these people could try to take us off of Rumble. They could try to take us down anywhere. We're protecting ourselves from advertisers becoming afraid to advertise with us because of our anti-Semitic hate speech. A message for parents that love their kids and, of course, want to keep them safe and healthy. It's a health product that you can't ignore. Kids Z-Spike Gummies from the Zelenko Labs Z-Stack supplement line. Now, these aren't just ordinary supplements. These are your child's shield against upcoming health threats and a recovery mechanism to help dissolve and block spike proteins. Of course, inspired by the legendary Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. Dr. Z didn't just practice medicine. As you well know, he changed the entire game over the pandemic. He provided counsel on the prevention and treatment of COVID-19, the bioweapon, and the removal of the dangerous and deadly spike proteins from the body. His pioneering work lives on in these gummies, crafted to repair and empower your kids' immune systems. Powerful stuff inside of these things, all based on solid research that you can trust by Zelenko Labs. Vitamin C and dandelion root. These help to cleanse and fortify. Of course, there's a whole lot of other things inside of these Z-Spike gummies as well. Pomegranate peel and bromelain arm and defend against these invaders like the spike proteins that are wishing to enter your kid's body and destroy their health. Targeting those tricky spike proteins is difficult, but not if you have the Z-Spike gummies. All natural, zero artificial junk, low in sugar, and a strawberry flavor that your kids will actually want. This is about more than just avoiding colds. This is about giving your kids a proactive protection and repairing them from damage caused during the pandemic. As we know that there's shedding involved, and parents, they didn't leave you out. You can achieve the same goals for your health and body, pairing Dr. Zelenko's hero products, Z-Spike and Z-Detox, for daily support. Rise up and protect your kids with Dr. Zelenko's Kids Z-Spike Gummies, perfect for kids ages 4 and up. Head over to zstacklife.com/SPN and then use the code for 15% off. The code is SPN. Secure your bottles right now. They have subscriptions, too. Remember, this isn't just a supplement. It's a shield. It's Dr. Zelenko's legacy. Shield up with Kids Z-Spike Gummies, the smart way to protect and heal our kids. Zstacklife.com/SPN. Again, zstacklife.com/SPN.